Hi and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, and today obviously I'm joined by Christopher Mattox and myself, Hannah Robson. If you don't know what we do on this podcast, we basically share real opinions, real views, anything that's real happening in everyday life.
Real issues, guys.
Real issues, there you go. And today I'll be talking about my trip to Manchester for my information research day to do with Crohn's and Colitis UK. And also we'll be also talking about knife crime again.
Back again,
unfortunately. And we'll be talking about a major incident that happened in central London.
Mm-hmm.
Near Victoria, but I can't recognise the scenery. I can't talk today, sorry. So yeah, that's the main options we'll be talking about. Do you want to start with your funny joke or my funny
fact? And guys, before we get into this, I do apologise for the last episode and the episode before the last episode.
Yeah.
This mic has been
really
toying with me, but I think the issue was, to any of you that care, I think it's because I had tabs open and it's somehow interfered, but should be fine this time. If not, then if it messes up again, it will be the last time for sure. And another apology. This video will be coming late, so apologies for that. But I will be trying out all sorts of new things. This podcast will be very different to previous podcasts that you've seen. For example, if you want to like, subscribe, and comment down below, then our annotation now is completely different.
Yep.
It won't be sliding up anymore. You're going to see something in the corner now. So that took quite some time to get arranged. Also, working on new outro just to make it a bit more YouTube professional like, and other things are in progress as well, so that's why I kind of delayed this episode being uploaded. It's currently the 9th. I'm planning to probably upload this maybe next week Sunday, not this week Sunday, but next week Sunday. So apologies for the delay,
and
but
it's like 5:30 and we just came back from work and I'm absolutely whacked. So if I can't talk properly, that's probably why.
And also, the reason why Hannah is taking centre stage today as the host is because, well,
you're always doing it.
That as well. But most of the topics we are discussing is, the highlight of it is her charity, Colitis. So she knows a lot more about it than me, and it was her experience going today. Yeah. I would have gone with her, but I had work commitments.
Yeah, but it was like really, really good. As soon as you went in, there was like, there's registration. I had to put on this say Larnard with my name on it, but there was like a red dot, and I was just like, okay, I had to sign myself in. And I went to this main table with all types of leaflets, pens, pencils, badges, and I said, what's the red dot for? I said to her. She goes, oh, we didn't talk about this, we should have did. And the red dot is for patient, like people going
there. Okay.
Blue dot for staff, and the blue dot with cross is for like doctors or consultants or nurses or something like that. And there was about 6 other stalls as I went round the corner. There was like free bedroom stove, free coffee, tea, small snacks, and we had lunch there. It was really enjoyable. I mean, there was different like stalls that would include like how to detect early diagnosis. I think they're doing the same with cancer, but doing something with this also would change a lot in the future, because for people being misdiagnosed would make a lot of, I say, patients unhappy. They would want something instant. And for someone like me, mine was, I wouldn't say undiagnosed, I say missed, because I had a lot of bowel problems when I was an early teenager in high school, and I kind of like put it over my head. And I feel like as I've gotten older, something has deteriorated and gotten worse, and obviously I ended up in hospital. I remember the first time I ended up in hospital, I was in Barnet College, I remember now. I was doing my level 1 business. I remember you were, I don't know what you were doing, but I was on my way back from the GP. I was at a bus stop and I was just like...
By the way, I'm not a lazy person, by the way. So the way she made that sound, it's not like I was lazy. Oh, I don't know what you were doing.
I don't know, because it was about over 2 years ago. So I was in 2.5 years ago.
You made it sound like I was just lazy on the couch.
No,
not
what you doing. You were still working at that stadium, innit?
Yeah. Shite heart name.
Yeah, so that time I was on the high road, I could barely walk, I know something was really wrong, I was really, really ill. Then I had to literally phone up an ambulance, and they said, well, where are you? I said, well, unfortunately, I'm on the high road of Tottenham. I said, well, what street? So I was told. And then I said, unfortunately, ambulance couldn't get out to you, but we prepaid your taxi. I said, okay, good, thank you. And then when the taxi man came, he kind of moaned to me, said, oh, you should have been somewhere which is more capable. I said, well, fortunately not, I was really ill. I said, I'm bleeding out of my ass. I was feeling sick, I couldn't eat or drink. What do you expect me to do, run a marathon? You know, that really pissed me off. And so, yeah, I remember that first day, like, it was like not long ago, I was straight away like put into I'd say A&E. I don't know, normally when you're in an ambulance you just go straight in and sit down, but if you like had to go through the main doors, you would ridiculously and wait about all day. But for some patients like me should get type priority. For people who got breathing problems, feel like they had a stroke or heart attack or something like me, they should get type priority. It's not someone's got a broken leg or broken wrist. Come on. You know, if someone has internal problems, should get type priority. So that happened to me like 3 times, but different scenarios, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say thank I was at home once. Do I really have to tell a long story?
Yes.
Okay, so...
There could be people that have the same issue as you, innit?
Yeah, but the third time, I remember I was here. And I think it was like, late evening? And I didn't know, I didn't take my temperature, but I knew I was getting something like... when I was going to a toilet, I was in a lot of agony, right down, like, below my womb area. I was thinking, I'm not on my period, but I'm getting period pains. It wasn't my period pain. It was like somehow... the nerve stopped, because we have no nerves in our large bowel. It kind of stopped here and carried on. Like, I could feel a lot of agony. Like, I was having trouble going to the toilet, and then I was in a lot of pain. I was in tears. I was crying. And that time, that's when I phoned another ambulance. And then I think only a paramedic car person. I remember a guy came, and he took my temperature. He said it was like, high 38? And I was quite bad. He said, well, we've got something going on here. I said, yes. I said, I'm having one of my relapses again. He goes, oh, I don't know what he said. But I just remember that night so well. Like, Sonny said, unfortunately, we have to, like, take you into hospital. I said, yeah, I'm going to say, grab your belongings with you. I'm thinking, oh, my God, do I really have to do all that? I can't think. I have to get a whole bag full of clothes, my medication and crap. And it just made me feel worse. And I feel like as soon as I got into A&E, I felt safe. No matter how many hours I waited, at least I was in a safe place. Like, something really bad happened, I'll get seen to straight away. Then I was just laying there in the bed. Like, obviously the curtain was drawn. Obviously I knew what was happening. Poor nurses would run down like mad. Obviously I showed respect. I just sat there patiently waiting. I was in so much pain, thinking I'm not gonna bother them, because you know what. And then I witnessed some abuser came in. I don't know, he sounded like he had breathing problems, but he was getting demand like, oh, why are you not treating me, blah blah blah, you effing you this, effing you. I'm thinking oh my god, leave the poor nurses alone, like they're trying their best to. And obviously,
with
when the nurse,
budget they have.
With the little budget they got, then it just on a piece of thin string, and oh my god. And then obviously when the same nurse came to me, I said, just leave him. If he's going to abuse at you, just leave him, because it's his fault. Like, he should never say those things to you. And I could see in her face, she was nearly going to break down. So I spoke to her, like, I said the truth. I said, I'm in a lot of pain. I didn't want to tell you, but you're doing so well. And I said to her, just do what you can do, really. I mean, if you could, because I was instantly put on IV fluids because I knew I was a bit dehydrated, and obviously they knew something was wrong. They took obviously bloods for me straight away. I had x-rays. Obviously, straight away, they'll say, we're going to do x-ray. But that showed nothing, really. Obviously, my blood said a different thing. They didn't even say, to do a... People have had MRI scans. I don't know what they are. You're in a massive donut, and it's, electronic, magnetic.
And you're laying on the bed.
You're laying on the bed, and they slide you through this small dome. Yeah, and they said, my granddad had one. He said he felt so claustrophobic. He had to take really jazzy, tablets to make him all like, oh, where am I?
Even me, I hate to go in that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I think, I only had x-rays. That's it. But they couldn't see my bowel. They said my bowel looked fine on x-rays, but as soon as I'd done a colonoscopy and took bloods, that took a whole lot of story around. They said, right, that's it, we're keeping her in. And they straight away put me on steroids. I knew the steroids did bug all, but they still have to put me on this to stabilise things. And if things didn't improve, they straight away would put me on a drug where it would practically, instantly I had a reaction to it, but a good reaction, not a allergic reaction, because I've heard some patients had allergic reaction.
It's one thing they gave you if you don't want you.
It was the morphine. I had oral morph because of I can't, obviously the paracetamol did no job, the Panadol. I said I was quite allergic to codeine, but I took codeine once before because of my really bad back. And I was fine on codeine. I think it's just the morphine. I had really bad breathing problems. And I said, look, I was crying a lot. I was feeling sick. I tried to vomit or some crap. And I hated it. I think that's the only medication that disagrees with me is the morphine. But codeine and any other IV fluid is good with me. So yeah, I think I got carried away with that. I think I mostly want to talk about my day in Manchester. Because I had all a billboard of that. I've also got other pictures just to refresh my mind. Oh no, that's my...
If you want, I could do a collage inside the podcast,
collage,
so the people
can
see
you mean
if you want me to.
Yeah. I just need to find my Manchester folder.
If there's anything.
Oh, here we go. So, yeah. Research groups, are early diagnosis, blah, blah, blah. I also went to someone talking about IBD bioresource, so looking further more on how to treat something like this without surgery, some major surgery,
But for the people that don't know what it is, do you want to explain what it is?
Bioresearch is basically...
Known as in, Crohn's or tinnitus and the difference between the two.
Oh, yeah, you might get... Some people might get confused, mostly with IBS and IBD. Totally different things, because I've heard a lot of people say, I've had a funny stomach, bowels not being 100%, you've got IBS, and I'm thinking, no, I've actually been diagnosed with Crohn's. And I was like, oh, what's that? It's something that affects the small, so basically something that affects you from mouth to your bum. So from, it can affect, yeah, exactly, really weird. So it can affect you from inside your mouth to your throat, all the way down to your small intestine, your large intestine, and your rectum and your anus. Basically same thing. But with colitis, it only affects your large bowel. That's it. So it's less intense, but it's still the same amount of what's going on, you know.
And what do you have, colitis?
Yeah.
Which is the okay-ish one.
It's still the okay-ish one, but still the same as Crohn's, but less
DT doesn't, Crohn's.
Yeah, but with reason it's called, with my one, it's called ulcerative. Also, you can get ulcers and bleeding where there. With Crohn's, it looks like a piece of sandpaper. It's so sore, it's bleeding inside. Same with colitis, it's ulcers. And
what about Hannah Whitten? What does she have?
She has the same as me, but she has a bag. But she's had it longer than I have. So that says a lot. She's probably had it for many years. And people have had it since they were a kid.
She's
and now they're in their
50s. Age, I think,
she's a bit older than me.
Keep going on.
So yeah, so I just obviously all the for me 20 years old having something like this.
How old is Hannah Whitten?
Hannah Witten is 27 years old.
Yeah,
so she's had it longer than me, which means obviously she's had some bad reactions to her biological treatments, like Infliximab, Humira, and that.
She's from Manchester as well, you know, funny
enough. She's from Manchester, yeah, but she lives in London with her boyfriend. Yeah. And I did have a funny turn last week or the week after that. I think because I was on my period and somehow before it hasn't affected it, but no, it did this time. I thought I had food poisoning, but I think I did have a bit of food poisoning because I felt really, because my stomach was making horrendous noise, like they never made that noise before. And I felt so crap in my lower bowel. And obviously the last time they did a colonoscopy on me, it's every year they do it because it's how I've been feeling, but I'm still feeling a bit exhausted every day. They found where, so they go right round, so they go up.
See, so after a bad flare of
ulcerative, because ulcers, that's where they got the name from.
Yeah. Colitis. Yeah, she underwent
that's to do with colostomy. That's the type of stoma. They should basically they removed a whole large bowel and feed through the small bowel through her stomach. Then that's when the bag sticks on. Most people do have it, it's common. So, and I've read somewhere talking of with IBS, they even saying it might not even exist anymore because it's so common. Most people have IBS. It might not, they might have cut that information out, thinking they might skip to what I've got because it could become serious if you think about it.
So, not good, because that's like saying, oh, you know the common cold? Yeah, we're just going to skip the common cold.
I say
people
flu.
Know not to get the cold, now they get the flu, okay? No, come on, that's stupid.
I know, I've read somewhere like
that's like teaching a baby to run before it can walk. It needs to have to walk it before it can run.
Yeah, so now I'm talking about the colonoscopy, yeah?
Yeah.
So it goes unpleasant. They put lube where the bum entrance is. Yeah, but first of all, they put a cannula in your arm or your hand, put sedation in there, obviously put an... it easy filled feed through, but you have to put your knees right up because you feel less pain when they put it in. And then I got told to lay on my back. I was scared to move, so I had to gently lay on my back because I had to go right round, and I felt discomfort here because I was sucking too much air and they think it was air. I said, no, it's not air, so I had to stop sucking it. And then obviously I was in a lot of pain until I got round here. I was all right round, and then I found a small polyp, and obviously I was like, oh, what's that weird, what the hell was that on the TV? So a small round, softer, not a lump, but I don't know.
Basically a baby version of a lump that can be cancer.
Yeah, but the thing is, they said it looked completely fine. They didn't do nothing with it, but they took biopsies around, only up until here. But then as you're around, it's near my appendix. And I said to my nan, bless her, she had to have part of her bowel removed, but she had no bag, thank God, because she's so old. She's so old. She'd hate to have a bag. So she had mine was it's called descending and ascending. Mine was descending. Hers was the other way. Mine was this way flamed. She had one. So she had this part of removed and put healthy tissue against healthy tissue.
Oh, okay.
So they got rid of the cancer. They took that out first. Then they took the infected part bowel away, like about that much, and then put two healthy tissue together. They removed her appendix because it does bugger all. So I was thinking, good. And
but then
she had funny bowel movements for weeks, and she could barely move her legs. She could hardly walk, and now she's regained her strength. For her age, it's absolutely immaculate. I couldn't go through what she went through.
I never get this thing though, where it's like, you know your tonsils?
Yeah,
you have them, but you don't need them. Oh, you know your appendix? Yeah, you have it, but you don't need it. Oh, yeah, you know your two kidneys? Yeah, you only need one. Now, why do you have all these things?
Because your body needs to function properly. Like, if I had two kidneys, yeah, and one got infected, I can live with one. But that means I have to be careful the rest of my whole life again.
And I hear it shortens your lifespan. getting rid of one kidney shortens your lifespan by, I think, 5 or 10
because
years.
Because even if you still have your appendix and you feel like it's affected you in a way, you feel really like, ugh, you can actually get rushed into surgery and have it taken out, your appendix. So in a way, it can get affected in some other ways, but touch wood, that never happens to me. So, yeah. the other billboards I wanted to talk about is I once had a write-up from my say 4 letters ago, because every hospital appointment I go to I have a big write-up, and obviously with my weight on I've lost a bit, thank god I'm doing well, and the word quiescendant come up on my letter. I thought, what's quiescendant? It means the patient who experience fewer, less severe flares, and whose disease can be managed with something and other anti-inflammatory drugs. So that's some of that.
And obviously, guess, there's that, another word called for severe. The complete opposite.
Yes, severe. Obviously, mine come up severe. It was mild to severe. It skipped. So they would measure your CRP levels, something, C-reactive protein levels. And it would say, below 30 or 50 is normal. And mine was 170 when I was admitted. That's really bad, 170. Then when they put me on steroids, it suddenly went to 200 and 220. I think, right, this is not working, it's getting really bad. And then obviously they took me straight off it. They still had to feed me through it. And I was on antibiotics about three times a day. Because my other infection, I had a gut bacteria infection in my bowels as well. That's why I was bleeding a lot. And as soon as they found the right drug for me, straight away they hooked me up to this ECG machine with all the heart rates and crap. And obviously I had someone with me 24/7 while I was there the whole day having it. And straight away I had a reaction to it. I couldn't stop tremoring in my hands. I was like this. My hand is normal now, but I kept doing that. I said, nurse, is this normal? She went, oh yes, you're reacting to the medication. I thought, bloody hell, that's quick. And it took me the whole 3 hours to get this crap in me. And I've noticed a few days after, I felt, getting back to myself, I felt more hungry. I wanted to eat, I wanted to drink. I thought, this is perfect, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking, yeah, this is great, I love this. And then obviously I was sent home with immunosuppressant drugs as well, as azathioprine. I know, a long word. It basically knocks your immune system out, not working 100%, but it's still working for you enough to just fight off the common cold or the flu. You might develop a cold for a few days, and hopefully that will go. But then it could go from cold to flu to, say, shingles or some crap even much more serious. So that's what you have to... Basically, your body won't be able to fight off
shingles?
Shingles is worse than flu. It's like you can get a terrible rash on your skin, like redness or something, and you have nauseas or something. I don't know, something similar to that, shingles. Someone had it in my store, and I went like this to her, you're not...
What is shingles?
According to Mayo Clinic, shingles is a viral infection that causes a painful rash. Although shingles can occur anywhere on your body, it most often appears as a single stripe of blisters that wraps around either the left or the right side of your torso.
It's basically a bad rash, guys.
Yeah, but the thing is, it could be worse than that. So I could develop anything worse than that. So yeah, I can. And
don't
I feel
you
like,
love Google?
Yeah, you love Google, because when you want to know something, you just go, okay, Google, please tell me this. Oh no, I think my phone reacted to it. Oh no, it's fine. So also, I went to this other
kiosk,
or you call it. It's called IBD Boost, Living Well with Crohn's or Colitis. So basically, they say fatigue, pain, and urgency are a huge burden for many people living with the IBD, and can persist even when in remission. So even this long time I've been in remission, I might have the odd week of having what I just had now, severe waterworks and nauseous, but I still feel a bit like that right now. So that is to basically, it aims to help people manage with their symptoms and through an inactive online program with each nurse support, so I'll be able to help you so people would understand what are the main symptoms are of it. So they went straight away, oh, you have severe IBS. I think that's kind of bullcrap, because I heard someone who's got both. And I'm like, oh, can that be possible? I mean, I think I might have to ask my nurse that, because she's been at the hospital for like amount of years, and I've never even heard of nurse specialists up until many years back. So I would have to ask her that question, can you actually have both? So, I'm trying to think what else. There was also, where is it? Really interesting. It's called, now this is really in the young person section, so 14 to 25.
Okay.
So it's called Being Me with IBD and Growing Up and Getting On With My Life. So I was speaking to someone before this session, and I was talking to her about my situation. She's like, oh my God, you're talking like your 3-year experience. And I said, yeah, I'm only 2.5 years. So she was quite surprised, like, what I've been through and that. And so I'm a bit brain dead right now. Sorry. I'm so tired. Anyway, yeah, this is a podcast, so I can't say I'm so tired, because I am actually tired. I can say what the hell I want. So yeah, me going to this event in Manchester and going to Manchester itself, I would say worth it. Really, really worth it. I mean, I'd never want to travel that far again, because I was absolutely whacked the same day when I came. I had to wake up, 4 a.m. the same day? 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, in the morning. Yeah,
4 a.m. because my train was at 6:36 a.m. from Euston.
Yeah.
And it was a Virgin train. I'm thinking, oh my God, Virgin train. Oh my God, is it going to be fast? It was actually faster, because it only took like 2 hours in London to Manchester, which is really good. And I'm thinking, if you want to travel like somewhere out London by train, if, you know, up until North, I really highly recommend it. But you would have to definitely book in advance, because it was cheap for me. And if you would have to book on the day, it would cost you about 88 quid there and back.
Unless you... I've seen this. Unless you download TradePal, which is an absolutely sick app.
Chris, but we're not advertising other crap in this podcast, yeah.
Unless we're sponsored, but we're not.
No, but we can actually get sponsored.
But seriously, yeah. Guys, look into it. TradePal helps you like split up to... basically makes it not one direct route. You basically have to take multiple little routes, which is a bit annoying, but it helps it make it a lot cheaper to your final destination. Look it up. TradePal, I think it's called.
Chainpal. Oh, not
the only
power.
Reason I know about it is because whenever I'm playing my games on my phone,
that always comes up.
Even on YouTube.
We have railcards 16-20, that's like, but still we get some money off. Even that can actually help you further.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if any of you are between 16-25, you can apply for one. It's for now, it's £30 a year.
I'm not finished with what I'm also about to say. I don't know what I last said. I know, that's how bad my memory is. But people, when you have something internally wrong with you, they always automatically think it's always what's happening inside, not what happens outside. Like, for me, I get bruises without knocking into things. Even when I do knock into things or actually stab myself, I instantly get a massive... What are you doing?
Go on.
I usually get a massive bruise on me for no reason. Like, I've got one here, massive one there. But those, I've heard it can be the medication you're on. I'm thinking, okay, fair enough. That means you're bleeding under the skin. You know, that's really bad.
Speaking of internal issues, being disabled, by the way, is that I hear they're trying to change the actual logo for disability.
I heard about that, yeah. But I was thinking, I've many, when I first diagnosed with this, I didn't know it was a disability. I was thinking, oh my God, what's wrong with me? And I'm 20 years old, I've got something wrong with me now. When I see the disabled sign, it kind of makes me upset. Not everyone that's disabled, that's in a wheelchair, they can look like me. They can look like someone running a freaking half marathon. They can... You obviously bone crutches as well, but obviously they have a temporary broken leg.
That's they're always... crippled, not disabled. That's the difference.
Yeah, but the thing is...
Like Jimmy from South Park.
Yeah, but he's
a cripple, not disabled.
He's a cripple, yeah, fair enough. But
the fat, lazy bastards that actually have nothing wrong with them apart from being obese get wheelchairs. So what the F
and
is
I'm
that?
And I'm thinking, are you too lazy to walk? Because... when I look at them and I look at myself and thinking, oh, I'm much slimmer than you, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like there's nothing wrong with you because all you have is overweight and you're in a wheelchair. And that makes me feel sick inside. Like, today, I struggle to walk. They're but I still fucking... I literally, today, I've never struggled to walk. And normally on a Monday, we got 100% busy because it's the beginning of the week. And I literally struggled. And I felt like if I was going to... keep on doing this for an extra 4 hours, I thought I was gonna go on the ground, literally. Like, everyone would be like, what the hell is she doing? I'd be like, what do you expect? I'm exhausted, you know, just... It makes me freaking upset. When I see people with broken legs, broken arms, I wish I had only that one with me. Do you know what I mean? Chris! Hey, that's what I only wish. I wish I only had a broken arm. That's it. You know what I mean? I'll be satisfied. But like, look, I can't work now.
What if you had to get your arm amputated?
Well, I can't work anymore, can I? I'm upset. No, of course I won't get my arm. They'll just put it into place, like how to fix it. I don't know. Or something. But anyway, not with this, you can also develop a lot of other complications with it. I need to look it up because I can't remember by memory.
Not now.
No, obviously not now.
Way too long.
But I need to think what else you can also develop. You can develop thinning of the bones, I guess. What, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Have your drink if you keep getting acid reflux. God, you know.
Oh.
Is that bad? No?
Yes.
Good. Because that's what I keep sometimes having heartburn. It kills me.
Enough of all this medical talk.
Is that making you feel a bit sick?
No, well, probably, and I don't even know it.
Anyway.
Now, Hannah's been going on for ages, and I've forgotten to tell my funny joke.
Okay,
and it seems appropriate to tell it after all that.
Oh, shit, what?
Now, this is a work-based joke, and it doesn't matter if you're working, like, retail, hospitality, office.
When you do your funny joke, I need to say about the blue badge scheme. Just carry on.
Okay. Right, so the boss says to the employee, "We are very keen on cleanliness. Did you wipe your feet on the mat when you came in?" And then the employee said, "Yes, sir, I did, boss." And then the boss says, "We are also keen on truthfulness. Yeah? You're fired. We have no mats."
Oh my God.
It's such a good way to see if they're chatting bullshit, isn't it? You don't think that's good?
That is, yeah. I mean, when I posted about my bruises on the group chat on Facebook, I got 34 comments and 14 likes, but meaning most people have the same issue as me, so it's all out there. I was going to talk about the blue badge scheme. They actually changing the criteria, thank God, to people who have hidden disabilities. And someone tried to apply for it, and all the stuff. Oh, where is it? I don't know. I'll try and remember. Here you go. So someone tried first time. I've got all here. So apparently, someone with ADHD. Amnesia.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's bull. Right, now that's where I draw the line. That's To me, that's the same as being a fat, lazy bastard on a wheelchair. ADHD, all that is, yeah,
anxiety.
Is to someone who... Anxiety as well.
Autism.
That's temporary.
Crohn's disease.
Oh my God. No, look all the spikes we're causing here. Listen, before you go on. First of all, ADHD, my friend has it. And
apparently
my condition's
on here, so I can get blue badge when I get
in
my car.
Listen, no, stop talking over me. Apparently I have this as well. ADHD, all it is... He says you're a bit hyperactive and you're a bit slow to learn and you're a bit stupid, basically, yeah? My friend has it. Dyslexia now. Is that even on there, by the way, dyslexia?
No.
Right, dyslexia is where... What I have, that's my main condition, is where you're slow to read, you're slow to write,
words.
You're not very good with words and reading. But with dyslexia, the very good thing with dyslexia is you're very smart. You do things in complicated ways that not any other people understand and that not many other people can do.
Epilepsy.
Understandable, because that can be very
because
bad.
Because imagine
you
if
have
someone's
your
flashing you, you're like, what you suddenly have a seizure. Yeah, that's really bad.
Epilepsy, I understand. I'm not going to argue with that.
Now,
so start
this really
from the
pissed
top.
Me off. Like, one of them says, irritable bowel disease. It's not, it's inflammatory, you dumb fucks. Look, irritable bowel, you fucking...
It's good enough. Start from the top again.
Right, don't read it all. Do not please overtake me, right? Because so you've got ADHD, amnesia, anxiety...
Amnesia? What? That's not a disability.
ASD.
That's a condition.
So basically autism spectrum and Asperger's syndrome, Crohn's disease, complex mental health disorders, epilepsy, Huntington's disease. Right, I forgot that. Read, it's actually inflammatory bowel disease, I meant to say. Lupus, ME, something arthritis, and my condition. So, yeah.
What is lupus?
According to Mayo Clinic, lupus is a systemic autoimmune disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks your own tissues and organs.
Wait, is that same as what... Well, I haven't got exactly severe lupus. That's probably what they thought I've got first. Oh, no, she's got lupus.
No, it's something to do with your skin, your
skin as well.
Kidneys, and your blood cells, and your brain, your heart, your lungs. It
so
sounds
everything.
Quite bad.
Oh, thank God.
Amnesia, that's not a disease. That's not a
hidden disability.
That's not a hidden disability. That's just a temporary or possibly permanent condition.
So, hold on, let me just read this bit. What are the new criteria? So, cannot undertake her journey without being there at risk of serious harm to their health or safety or that any other person, such as young children with autism. Cannot undertake a journey without it causing them very considerable physiologically distress, well, I imagine. Have a very considerable difficulty when walking, both physical and walk. Yes, obviously. Duh, I've got that. I feel like I'm developing it or something. So, yeah, So, yeah, that's the new blue patch.
Moving on.
My God.
We would talk about normally the football results, but what we're going to do today, as it's... As I said, we're trying out a lot of new things today. I'm going to do our normal three stories first. And I've just got a breaking report on my phone, funny enough.
About what?
That guy, I don't know what you call him.
Oh, John Berko.
John Berko? Adios, amigos. He's gone.
He's
resigned,
gone.
Apparently. But I would say he's probably been sacked. For those of you that don't know, he's the... What did you call him?
He's the House of Commons speaker. And he gets paid bare just to do that.
Just to go, order! Order! Order!
Does someone fall over?
I don't know, but anyway.
Thank God, I'm sitting down.
That's all he does. Is it?
Order,
he's
useless. Thank God he's going. That's what I'm saying.
The government, 10 Downing Street, has been suspended. Now, what that means is basically Brexit will be delayed. There's a shock.
Again.
Deal is confirmed. Well, no, sorry. I misspoke. We are not allowed to have a no deal now. It is not allowed. Unless... So hard to say. It's basically... We cannot go there with the intention of a no deal.
Mm-hmm.
We have to go there with the intention of getting either a good deal or a bad deal.
We need a good deal.
Now, Boris's argument is, no deal is better than a bad deal. Well, I'm sorry. No, it's not.
The thing is, he could face. Remember, he could face jail, thinking you better chuck him in jail because it will teach him a bloody lesson.
Yep. He would be the first. I haven't done my research, but he's probably the first prime minister in history to be arrested if that happens.
Yeah, and it does.
If he does get sacked, he'll be the shortest prime minister in history. Shorter than Theresa May.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know what she's doing now? She's enjoying life in Maidenhead, where she usually used to live.
Oh, there you go.
And basically, she's trying to fix the potholes. And I see her wearing Vans, you know, Converse. I'm thinking, good, she's wearing shoes that way. She's well with
this. That's why. Listen, after Brexit, she's calm. She's solid.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll be sipping margaritas on the beach with David Cameron. They're both fine.
Yeah, but she's back
for in... any of you that actually are interested in Brexit and all that sort of stuff, I can't really talk because I don't really do too much research. I used to when Brexit was first happening. I done bare research, but now it's just like one person says this, one person says that. I'm like, okay, but Google says this. Who's lying? You're both talking crap. So there's this YouTuber called Too Non To Read. Type it in on YouTube. He's really good. The way he explains things is proper quality. He explains it paragraph by paragraph, everything that happens. He really knows his stuff. Too Non To Read. Look it up. And also, we are going to talk about this. Future Chris, roll the clip.
Cuz, I see what my man's doing, cleaning up the streets of London. I respect it. Doing this little bit, so I said, you know what? Let me do mine. You get me? I'm cleaning the streets of Farm Two Knives. Look, cuz, you see this one here? I took this off. It come like some mini machete. They even know what's going on. You get me? Fam, you see this one here? I found this on a little 8-year-old, cuz. 8-year-old, you should be watching Ben 10, but you're rolling around with knives and them thing there. Cuz, you see this one here? You don't even want to play with it. Look, little handle and them thing there. Trust me, G, you don't even want to get messy with that one. Mad. You see this one here? When I spoke to you, I said, cuz, this one here should be left in a butcher shop, cuz. You're moving mad. What are you doing around with this? You see this next one I'm going to show you, cuz. Cuz? Cuz? Cuz, you see this one here? Different. Blood. Look at it. Mad, they even know what to do. I said to man, cuz you can't even run with it, you can't even put it in your pocket. G, enough is enough. Enough is enough. All jokes aside, put down your knife and save a life. Trust me, my brother, that's the new one. Put down a knife, save a life. Trust me, man, it's a joke.
So what do you think of that? And I'm on about the knife crime.
Knife crimes, it's still...
That's mad what you had.
I mean...
That one at the end, with the... With the, like, Naruto, Ichigo-looking sword, yeah, that's bleach. Mad.
I'm thinking, straight away when I saw that massive knife, thinking...
Sword Art Online,
or, you know, bleach. That Bleach, or Naruto, when he had that, I'm thinking, how could it... He said, you can't even fit in your pocket, fam, look, you meant to... And then he said, when he pulled, like, this little one, that an 8-year-old, he said, fam, he should be watching Ben 10. I'm like, yeah, he should be watching Ben 10, not carrying around a bloody knife and...
Save a knife, drop the knife, but... Great saying, and it will hopefully catch on. But the problem with that is, I ordered a knife set for my friend because he's learning to. Actually, you guys know him, Pano. I ordered a knife set for him because he's quite good with cooking, and he likes to cook his own meals and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And he didn't really have a good. In fact, he never had any knife sets. Oh, so I thought I'd treat him to one, and. They never asked me for ID on the website. I've said about this multiple times about what they should do, so I'm not going to say it again. Mm-hmm. But they never asked me for ID. But what Amazon did say, when the carrier comes, they have to ID you. Yeah, that's what Amazon did say. But because of where we live, we have a concierge, so it just goes to concierge. Mm-hmm. And when I go to collect it from concierge... Let's have it right. You guys would probably ID me, right? I'm not 25, right?
I'm 12.
I'm not 25, and so does Hannah. I went to concierge to collect it, and they just gave it to me. I was like, yep, I don't need to sign for it, by the way. Just take it away from here, take it home, enjoy your presents, blah, blah, blah. Now, this is the thing with knife crime. The reason why it's the most popular crime, especially, I don't know why, especially in the UK, but in the UK, because... It's so easy.
It is easy, yeah.
And even if I don't order one, I can just go to my kitchen and just take a bread knife and just go shag the man with that. You know how big they are, right?
Bread knives, yeah, they're like...
Yeah.
So that's like the handle, and that's like the
blade.
Yeah, blade.
They're mad. But this is the hood. On Arsenal Fan TV, they played a tournament. The tournament was basically for a charity.
Mm-hmm.
Something to do with stopping knife crime, which was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And Arsenal Fan TV won, by the way, spoiling it out. And, they apparently raised a lot of money for it, which is good, but they need to do a lot. They need to do something, anything, because it's not getting any better, it's getting worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Since we started this podcast, it's gotten worse.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh my god.
Gun crime, forget it. We barely get that.
I know, but barely. But there's been one shooting in South London recently this morning, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, but...
That's one shooting, that's it.
Yeah, and like, probably you won't get one now for a good few months.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
The thing is, I found that if someone brings a... say, a gun to a knife crime, that's pretty bad because they can usually like shoot you, that's it. But with a knife, they can actually like throw it at you, but you can dodge it and then go bang, you're dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, even.
And going back to Brexit, I've just got on my news as well. Apparently, with the no deal, yeah, if you go with the intention of a no deal, it's against the law. They've made it a law now, which is mad.
That's really
with
good.
The Queen approving it as well.
Yeah, because he's probably thinking, "Ew, I had enough of this bull crap, you bloody Boris." I don't blame her. I mean, imagine the Queen watching or listening to any podcast, and she listens to this one and say, "Yeah, yeah, definitely agree with you."
And before we move on, I'm going to play one more clip. Now, this clip, by the way, let me know how you guys think of this. I'm trying out new things. Maybe we could do these sort of clips to talk about per podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going well. This clip came to me from my friend. He was in Victoria. Check it out. Future Chris, roll the clip.
Thank you. just...
He's cut across the bus and he's actually hit somebody. Yeah. So, why does everybody need a gun for a road traffic accident? This is.
Yeah.
Ali,
we've got a bus to catch.
Right, so what do you think of that? That was mad.
I mean, like, when I first saw it, I was just like, the hell's going on?
I don't know what happened because the guy was there was obviously the crash.
Yeah, and there's this one woman trying to stop everything. Like she was in front of the car, like it could easily like.
She got hit.
But they collided with her, and then she obviously got hurt badly, and then collapsed. I'm thinking, oh my god.
Yeah. But I counted around 11 policemen with guns.
11. I wonder why there's so much cuts.
Over what? Exactly. That's why there's so much cuts. Because it's like, how can I say? Arsenal Football Club. Wenger, for example. Wenger's the best example. He has unlimited money. Arsenal are a very rich club. He could spend whatever he wanted to spend. What is this? A 35 million rated defender Mustafi. I'm gonna get him. That's why the current Arsenal manager Unai Emery has such a small budget, because Arsenal Wenger was spending too much of what he had. So that's why they're making cuts with the police as well, because the police are doing too much than what they should, which is ridiculous. Like, 11 policemen with guns over that. There was a lot of screaming, shouting. they all started to fight at
there's
one stage.
There's one police, what, ambulance? That's really different.
There was one, the ambulance looked very different.
But I think that might be a police ambulance, so they might be doing their normal duty slash first aid, if you know what I mean.
Maybe, but yeah, like you say, it was very different.
Mm.
But there was no gunfire, no shot fired, there was none of that.
Just
there
screaming.
Was no machete, no knife.
No.
It was just a crash. That caused, obviously, a very huge traffic today, for sure.
Mm.
Aggressive shouting and fighting of the fists. That's it.
Yeah.
There was nothing more than that. That's why I sort of agree with these police cuts, but I think if they used the police properly, there probably still wouldn't be enough.
Yeah.
I think for a situation like that, you would have one, maybe two police vans, you know, the big ones.
Yeah.
One ambulance. Filled with maybe four paramedics, just to be on the safe side of that sort of situation in central London.
Yeah.
In the police vans, you would have four police officers in each. So that's eight police officers.
Not 11,
which is 9, 10, 11. Three officers more than what is not needed.
No.
Those three officers could go out stopping that kid who should be watching Ben 10 shanking a man.
Exactly.
This is what I'm getting
at. Every single police officer that's there, that obviously other things, oh, it's a perfect to have knife crime right now because they're somewhere else, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they hear that it's been knife crime somewhere, they'll probably, some of them will flee, but it won't be enough time to catch anyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And what I'm going to try and do, guys, if you see any of these sort of things happening around London, like the first video we talked about or the second one, please send them in. Our Gmail email is in the description down below. It's called Let's Talk For Real Podcast at gmail.com, I believe. It's in the description. I'm going to go double check after this, but it's in the description anyway. Just send us all your sorts of videos that you have. We'd be glad to talk about it. Gives us something to talk about as well. Saves me and Hannah having to constantly come up with ideas. Yeah. But also, if you want advice, stuff like this, put it down in the comments or email us privately if you want. And quick shout out to you guys on Podbean. You are killing it. We are killing it on Podbean.
Yeah, I think because with Podbean, most people like to go on Podbean and listen to podcasts. Where, like us, we like to film it as well, but obviously... they would like to watch it as well and listen, but it's so long. I mean, for someone who watches this and listens to it from start to finish,
shout out to you guys.
Shout out to you all. I mean, I'll take that as I
call it. Or as Connection would say, beat up the mandem.
Big up the mandem.
Beat up the mandem.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're doing well with Podbean. We're getting, every day I'm getting emails about, oh, new follower. And Podbean is linked to Spotify. It's the same thing. So we're doing well with Spotify as well.
Yeah. I got my fact as well.
Oh, later. We're not done yet.
Okay.
And as you saw at the beginning of this video, I now do, you know, at the end where I normally go, oh, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, da-di-da-di-da. Well, now, I was given advice from a professional YouTuber, not going to say his name. You have to do it at the beginning and at the end and at the middle as well, but kind of forgot about that since Hannah was going on and on and on.
Yeah.
We'll do it next time. It's the repetition that helps, because if you do it at the end, you're not really going to have many people watching at the end to subscribe and all this stuff. So if you say at the beginning, all the people watching at the beginning, which is where you get the most of your audience, will subscribe, and then boom, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
So it's very clever.
Uh-huh.
So don't forget, it's going to come up right here. Right here at the bottom corner. Like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Follow up all our social medias, which will be coming somewhere around here. It's my first time, so I don't know exactly where it's going to be yet.
Might be here.
Maybe here. Yeah, maybe there. I think Hannah got it right. That's where I'm trying to aim it.
Yeah.
I'm still quite new at this. I'm working on it. But I think I'm doing well in terms of editing and stuff like that, especially with those clips that are going to be included. I'm getting better each time. And so far, the mic seems to be fine, which I've gassed, which is brilliant.
So you're not moving from tab to tab. Don't please ever do that again, because...
No, I think it's just I've had, like, Google Chrome open in the background. But I've had it open in the past, and it was an issue.
Yeah, but I think, to be on the safe side, never, ever have it open. Mm. Never, ever.
And last subject to talk about, which is only going to be, like, a five-minute thing.
Yeah.
Stand up and zoom in.
Okay. Oh, if I can. Hold on.
Hannah has her little day out that she done, and I also had a day out about a month ago before me and Hannah went on holiday. Got myself a tattoo, fam.
Hold on, there you go.
Yeah, it's good.
It's like, shall I keep showing? So you've got the main tree root, and in the cross. Middle you've got the cross, and then the bottom you've got the roots where the yin yang is. So it's what a symbol of balance and what?
So, what yin yang basically is, once my head comes back into frame, thank you very much. Yin yang is very, in fact, before I start to explain it, I'm going to let Google do what she does best. Describe to me yin yang meaning. Oh, you stupid. Describe to me the meaning of yin yang.
According to dictionary.com, yin, Chinese for female or moon, represents darkness, femininity, passivity, and the earth.
Very different description from what I was taught. Yeah, and the sun is the male. But basically what that is, sun, moon, male, female, good, evil. It's balance. It's good and half of the bat. So for me, face right now, well, I was at the time of tattoo anyway.
Yeah.
I feel so balanced with myself. I'm conquered with my dark self and my good self, conquered my fears of what I used to have.
What fears?
Fears that, you know, that I've discussed in previous episodes. The cross represents my Irish nan because she was extremely religious. I'm not saying I'm not atheist, just atheist is a anti-religion sort of thing, which you're hardcore about. I'm not hardcore.
No, but
I'm not hardcore religion either. But I'll be happy to have the cross on my skin to represent my grandma. The tree represents my English nan. It's because she was
She liked gardening, didn't she?
She liked gardening. She was a gardener as a professional career. And also the tree represents the tree of life, the tree of rebirth, and the family tree.
Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah. I love that.
Me, yeah. I don't get bullshit tattoos like some of these people do now. Oh, I'm going to get a whole sleeve.
I see a lot in Tesco. I'm thinking, what?
I see people with a whole sleeve. People have some on their face. Some people... DT, for instance, he has bear tattoos, but I think everyone has a meaning. Like, the truck he has on his neck is the time his son was born. He has another truck on where his brother died. He has all these sorts of tattoos that I'm sure represent himself in some way. Not, oh, you see that tiger? I like that tiger. I'm going to get that on my back. That's sick, man. Nah, man. That's on your body for life and you're getting it just because it looks cool. Nah. Don't be stupid, cuz. Honestly.
That he might be watching this. Oh, my God.
What?
Doesn't he not watch? Oh, of course he doesn't watch our podcast, does he? Well, listen.
No, listen, you can tell me who you're on about later, but I'm on about people in general. I'm not on about one person. I'm not on about one person. I'm on about people in general, because I know that's what people in general do.
I like that dolphin. I want to get that dolphin.
Yeah. Isn't it?
I love dolphins because they're intelligent. I wouldn't want them tattooed on my body. I would want something like a purple ribbon or the date that, obviously, the date of my mum passed, was like, I don't know if I might be a bit daunting.
What I might do, if I get another tattoo, I might get a Sagittarius / dog / wind, fire tattoo.
How are you going to get that?
Sagittarius dog and fire sort of tattoo. Basically, what that is, my Chinese animal is dog, and enough dogs anyway.
Mine's a bloody rat.
Yeah, you're a rat, innit?
I don't want a fucking rat on
my body. Star sign is the same as Hannah's, Sagittarius.
And
Sagittarius is like a half man, half horse archer. That's what they are. Yeah. Wind is my element of, like, every person who's born in around a certain time period have an element, and mine is wind.
I forgot one. I don't know how I did mine.
You don't know what yours is, because I spoke to Pano about this recently. But, oh wait, no. No. So, misspoke. I'm fire. Pano's wind. And the reason me and Pano get on so well is because wind helps fire. It assists fire to make it grow and get worse.
Oh, yeah, because it breathes in oxygen. Oh, I like that.
And he also said, like, that's why me and him get on so well and all that sort of stuff. Him and me as well, by the way, we believe in that sort of stuff, like star signs and stuff like that. I believe that sort of stuff. When it comes to religion, I'm a bit iffy, but star signs and stuff, I believe. Destiny and fate, I'm not a fan. I don't like that. I hate that.
You don't believe in destiny
and fate? No. So that means I have...
Are we not fate?
No.
What are we? Lucky.
Lucky. Luck. Very lucky. I don't believe in that crap, because that means you have no control.
Oh, yeah.
You're destined to, like, remember that fight Naruto had with Neji, and Neji was saying to Naruto, you're destined to be a failure. You're going to be a failure your whole life. And Naruto was like, nah, listen, I'm going to change my destiny, and I'm going to change yours. Once I become Hokage. And the girl's like, no, that's not your destiny. I don't believe like Naruto said, if that is my destiny, I'm going to change my destiny. Mm-hmm. I don't know that sort of stuff.
I mean, it's something you have to commit to or something.
Not commit to, but it's something that you're trapped with in a way.
Yeah, so you're like in a cage or some sort.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But before we get end it,
we've nearly forgotten
to do the predictions.
Oh, yeah, predictions.
We've been very busy this podcast. So, we've skipped the last week's games because this one is going to come out quite late, so I'm trying to think ahead of time. So we have done Arsenal versus Aston Villa, Arsenal home.
So Arsenal versus
Aston Villa, Arsenal home. You don't need to know.
It should be a
3-0
to Arsenal do.
Okay.
Actually, no, please, I'm going to change it. No, 3-0. No.
You said 3-0.
No, I want to change it.
To what? For
God's sake. 3.
2? 4?
Be close. Do 3-2, because you never know what Arsenal are like.
Chelsea versus Liverpool. Chelsea home.
3-1 to Liverpool.
Okay. By the way, I said 3-1 Arsenal Villa. Sorry, because I wrote mine beforehand. I'm trying to forget ahead, isn't it? But yeah, 3-1 for Arsenal is what I said.
And 3-1 to Liverpool, because I know how good Liverpool are.
Hopefully. I also know how good Liverpool are, and I also know how shit Chelsea are, which is why I said Liverpool will win 4-2.
Okay.
It'll be a rapage. West Ham at home versus Manchester United.
2-2. Not because you said it, I was thinking of a draw. 2-2.
Because I said it, that's why.
No, because I was thinking of a draw. I wanted an even draw, so 2-2.
Of course. And the results for last week's was no winner because Arsenal versus Tottenham ended 2-2. Me and Hannah both said Arsenal would win, which was wrong. Everton against Wolves. Me and Hannah both got that exactly right. 3-2. So we got 3 points for that. Norwich versus West Ham, we got completely wrong because we both said it'd be a draw. And oh no, I said draw, Hannah said win, so it was both wrong. 0 points. So we both tie with 3 points on that one. And Pano never gave us his predictions for those, so we can't disclose his predictions for that one. So yeah, hopefully we do well with the next week's ones. And yeah, we've just gone past the hour mark. Hannah's going to wrap this up now with a
fun fact, and this actually I think it's true because I've been coming across it a lot. So what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's me.
Yes, I know.
It's the group chat.
It sounds a good chat. Let me just get rid of it. Okay, it's like, it starts with, did you know, obviously, laughing is good for the heart and can increase blood flow by 20%.
Ah.
So, to me, obviously,
I knew it was good for the heart.
Obviously, I've heard like laughing is a good source of medicine. Like if you're feeling really depressed or your mental health is shit, like mine's been today, I obviously would need cheering up a lot. Like obviously later on tonight, we always watched The Big Bang Theory, and I love, but I never got into The Big Bang Theory. But when I started
I lost interest, and obviously
when I was on TV I was interested, but now watching it on Netflix I'm thinking, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy this, I like it, it makes me feel much more relaxed and happy inside. Like it's a bit funny, I didn't realize from a geeky sciencey sitcom I like, because I'm into science, you know what I mean. So yeah, that's
so
what
was I.
So yeah.
And unfortunately we're well over past our time,
an hour limit,
and this is without the chips included, by the way.
Yeah,
and I hope this comes out well, I really do. And don't forget, before we say goodbye, mm-hmm. don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, follow us on the socials, which hopefully should
come
be coming
up.
Here, anywhere
or
on
there.
The screen that you'll see. Yeah. I'll figure it out once I'm in the editing stage. And comments down below. And don't forget, please, if you see anything happening in London, especially in London.
Or anywhere.
It could be anywhere in the UK.
Yeah.
Or Ireland. Not South of Ireland, I hate that place. Oh, no, not South.
It's
Northern
Ireland.
Northern Ireland,
do
an F off.
Go away.
I don't want nothing from there. But email us any sort of shenanigans that you see. Please. Let's spread the word. Let's help the community to, you know, help defend itself pretty much. Because the police ain't doing nothing. Until the next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
Peace.